One of the keys to progression is to find that point between spirit and matter, which is the soul. The soul opens the door to all the higher worlds. Now, Shannon asked me about the kingdoms. The kingdoms, there's seven kingdoms on the earth too, but they don't necessarily fall completely in line with the seven states of existence. The first kingdom is what? Who said that?
Right there.
Mineral?
Mineral?
Right. First kingdom is minerals. Okay. What's the second kingdom?
Vegetable.
Okay. Third kingdom?
Animal.
Fourth
Where
kingdom?
Where do the atoms and the molecules belong to? What kingdom are they?
All of them.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we got atoms in us. The animals have atoms in them. Okay. A fourth is what?
Human.
Where do insects come in?
They're part of the animal. They're kind of a bridge between vegetable and animal, really, but kind of lower part of the animal. Okay, now, the big question is, what is the fifth?
God kingdom? I don't know.
Right, kingdom of God. We'll just abbreviate it. KOG.
Maybe they'll let me in.
Okay, the kingdom of God is occupied by the masters, which is Christ and those who have attained Christship, you could call it, or mastership. You've mastered the three worlds. The three worlds, of course, the physical, astral, and mental. Those who have mastered these three worlds become a master, and they enter the kingdom of God. They don't have to be reborn unless they want to. They can be reborn if they think they can help us out.
Is this the kingdom of God referenced in the scriptures and that type of thing?
Yeah, that's what Christ talked about, was the kingdom of God. He says the kingdom of God is within you, but you go within and you master all the things that you're experiencing, and then you become a master. You become a master when these things are subject to you rather than you being subject to them. When you have control over the emotional body, when somebody can call you any name in the book or insult you, and you decide how you're going to respond rather than just respond automatically. You're capable. They're called masters of wisdom. One of the reasons they're called masters of wisdom is because they can use pure reason.
What about the lords of compassion? What kingdom are they part of?
Yeah, they're part of the kingdom of God too. That's another division of the kingdom of God, is the lords of compassion. These operate on a little bit different wavelength, and they have a little bit different purpose. And the fact that they operate more on the heart energies, whereas the masters of wisdom operate more on the mind energies. Okay, the next up, we'll go two steps up. This is Shambhala. This is where the Ancient of Days occupies. And they came from the planet Venus. Those of you with Mormon background, you might remember Brigham Young said that Adam came here from another planet. And he had already mastered everything from another world that he was on. Well, that was actually Venus, but it wasn't the physical part of Venus. It's a higher part of Venus which does have life on it, and they're very advanced life. And he came here with just over 100 Kumaras associates, and they established the foundation of Shambhala 23 million years ago. Yeah, 23 million years ago.
So what's number six?
Okay. Number six, I had to put number seven first to understand number six. They're called Nirmanikayas.
Ah, yes. Please
And they are a bridge between the Christ and his kingdom and the Ancient of Days and his kingdom.
So what's number six?
The kingdom of God, all these kingdoms here from 6:1-6 evolved from human beings on the earth. Shambhala came from other planets to establish the foundations of life on the earth, of human life on the earth. Yeah.
So who is Adam? Is he considered the Ancient of Days?
Well, you know, in the Mormon scriptures, the one thing that says correctly, it says Adam, which is many. Have you ever read that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because there's been many Adams.
I know that there are many Adams.
But the first Adam was the Ancient of Days.
Okay.
Right. After he was here for several million years, they decided to help humanity because the life that was on the earth was a very primitive animal type life. They were evolving slowly, and they decided to help them out by giving them self-consciousness. And so he was the first self-conscious man. He took one of the bodies and attained self-consciousness and stimulated self-consciousness and other primitive beings. And that happened over 18 million years ago. So the 18 million years ago was the first Adam.
I personally have always been curious about the Nirmikayism, all right? And I, in DK I've read about them. So is there anywhere else that, if you come across any books that talk about them?
Not really. It doesn't say very much about them.
Yeah, okay.
Now these are a bridge. In other words, the Nirmanikayas work, they're like message people between the two kingdoms. They work between the two kingdoms.
They contemplate and interpret the will of God?
The Buddha who died or crossed over a long time ago, he's a Nirmanikaya now, and he works between the two kingdoms.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are... It's a little, the reason you don't hear much about the six is the reason that indigo is really hard to see in a rainbow. If you ever see a rainbow, it's very difficult to see the rainbow. It's a very, some matter of fact, some people say there's only six colors in the rainbow, and others say there's seven, because indigo is very esoteric, is a very esoteric color. And these guys don't get much credit for anything because they're just in between the two kingdoms. And they work with both kingdoms. They work with the Masters of Wisdom, and they work with Ancient of Days and the group in Shambhala. Now, the Ancient of Days, who's called Sanat Kumara, or some people call him the God of this world, he has seven associates in his molecule. The Christ has 12 in his, 12 atoms in his molecule. The Ancient of Days has seven atoms in his inner core molecule. So you have atom of molecule of seven, molecule of 12. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So this is on what we call our planet Earth. They were actually manifested people.
Yeah, the
Shambhala.
Yeah, this all this happened on planet Earth.
Okay.
He incarnated.
Is that like where maybe they say Atlantis came from, or where?
Yeah, this was before Atlantis. It was 18 million years ago.
Yeah.
It was the foundations of Lemuria, which was before Atlantis, when the first Adam materialized, and then he stimulated the mind capacity in other life forms that were evolving to look like evolving into the human state, except they were more animal than human.
The intelligence of making pyramids, doing astronomy, all this kind of stuff would have evolved from their higher level of thinking?
Well, that was a long time. This was long before that. So. Right, the first Adam came here, like say 18 million years ago, laid the foundations of humanity, and of individuality. And from that point on, we begin, and it followed also a great destruction. When the Ancient of Days came here with his associates, their energy was so high it created a tremendous electrical storm all across the planet, and it destroyed almost all of the entities that were attempting to evolve into humans. And it destroyed them all and opened an opportunity for them to create a higher form of life, which was the human. And it's interesting that oftentimes in our evolution, and research kind of verifies this, because they keep finding big gaps in our evolution. The reason why is when there's tremendous destruction on this planet, it's always followed by a leap in evolution, that there's some type of creation takes place that is a big leap. And the biggest leap on our planet happened when the Ancient of Days, following a tremendous destruction of many of the life forms on the earth, created the first human being and occupied that body.